welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Happy Labor Day. Happy three-day weekend. I'm sure most of you have plans to take off or have already taken off even today. And I have many, many clients all over the country. One's in Alaska right now. Another one's going to Alaska in 2 weeks. Where else is everybody else? I don't even know. It's an incredible time right now. Today, tonight, is our full moon, second of the month. And when that happens, when there's two full moons in 1 month, it's called, the second one's the blue moon. So you know that saying, once in a blue moon? That's where it comes from, and we're experiencing it now. And the next one isn't expected until 2015. Are you guys checked into the amount of astrological, cosmological events? I mean, I'm not somebody who follows astrology. I don't mean that when I say astrological, but I mean just like, you know, the impact when we even look at NASA and the amount of solar flares coming on that they're talking about are happening. You know, there's so much happening in our universe, and there's so much influence to our consciousnesses and our energy, our what runs our system at the most fundamental level. And then our consciousness picks it up, and then our thoughts are impacted, our feelings are impacted, our uptightness or our relaxation is affected. There is so much more in the subtle planes that affects how we feel on a moment-to-moment basis that I really strive with my platform to help people tune into, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at the impact that our thoughts have. It's going to be basically a coaching session, and there's going to be a lot of healings and clearings in this one. So everything that I just brought up, where you feel like you're at the whims of the external environment and people's reactions around you and the laws and the policies of your business or your company or your household and the structure and the way it runs and the way that you think that you're at the mercy of external events, all that that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it? And here you say yes. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyond. As most of my frequent listeners and clients all know, it is my mantra that what I repeat the most frequently is we are actually the ones creating what we're experiencing. It's not that we're at the whims of the external environment impacting upon us and we have to then deal. Absolutely not. You know how when you are thinking about a friend and a connection you had way back when, for example, for the older people in the audience, and you all of a sudden have a song come on the radio later that night, and then the next day you find yourself wearing an older t-shirt that is around that time when you were with that friend, and then maybe the friend calls or you realize, let me reach out to that friend. All of that are these more subtle runnings in our consciousness. When you're thinking of buying a new bright red kayak and you start to see ads randomly flashing on Facebook when you're on Facebook for kayaks, or you start to see different shades of red in a show that you're watching, your perception and consciousness has gotten attuned at a different level. So what we want to do is work with our perceptions so that we are constructing what we're framing, how we're seeing the external world to the leave us with, yield to us what it is that we most desire instead of the other way around. That means we take back our power. That means we construct our health, our vibrancy, our business, our levels of business, our friendships, our relationships. We are the source. It's amazing. This is the single strongest shift a human being can make, is to realize just how we are bodies with projectors for our heads that contain a consciousness. The consciousness runs throughout our body, but when we're using the mechanisms of our perception and our senses, and we're looking out at the world, and we're having thoughts and conclusions and judgments about what's going on in our world, as it feels like it's happening in our head and through our eyes and ears mostly. So it's like we have these projectors, these old movie projectors, kind of like a camcorder, the version even before the camcorder, above our necks. And we're putting out onto the physical universe what we think reality is to the most fundamental level. From the scientific explanation of all of the atoms that are coming together to be this tree in front of me, they're slowed down to a level my perception is able to then conceive it as a tree, because I've learned way back as a little child that, oh, that is a tree. If we were to look at the subatomic level, it's a lot of empty space in that tree. And at the physical plane here, to be in a body, to have our perceptions of sight pick up the tree, it's a slowed down gathering of atoms that at the physical plane looks like a tree. So we label it tree. That is the most simplified version I can give you to understand that everything we're seeing is agreed upon perception. Now, you know how when and if you travel, you go to another country and you think you're seeing one thing? Like when I've come back here and I see signs, when I first came back here from Asia, from living with the Chinese, I thought some of the signs, the English letters were actually Chinese characters. The way that I saw the English letters come together. And when I blinked my eyes, knowing I was in America, I would see underneath it the English letters. We see what we expect to see and what we're conditioned to seeing. And so we can change that. Yeah, we can. So we can attune our perception more towards looking for the positive and looking for the light and looking for the holes in areas that we never thought even had holes in, that we thought this is just the way things are. So everything and anything that brings up, all the ideas that you've had where you're at the mercy of your outside environment and that thing can't change, are you willing to let that go? Are you willing to truly be the one who creates your life? Truly going for it. In anything and everything that doesn't allow for that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate? Yes. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I want to go in with some theta healing right now and go to where some of the most frequent blocks are. Everything from where we think we're victims, where we believe that we don't have the power to make the changes that we want to believe, to empowering us to see differently so that we see the holes where there is a possibility. You know, when you're in tunnel vision and you have these blinders on the sides of your eyes, so it's kind of like all you're seeing is straight ahead. You have to go here at 3 p.m. You have to talk to this person at 3:10. You have to go by the bank to make your deposit. You have to, right? So that leads you going straight and forward. Are you able to pick up on the sides, I'm going to call it the sides of your eyes, to see what's in your field to the side instead of directly in front of you as you go ahead taking care of business on automated mode or on robot mode? What we're doing is we're opening up your awareness, attuning it as if a tuning fork or as if on a guitar, tuning the strings, attuning it to be able to pick up some of the more subtle cues in your universe. Around you, when I say in your universe, we are these walking fields. Yes, I have my physical body, but out in front of our physical body are all these invisible bodies that correspond to our mental body, our emotional body, and then our astral body, and then more our cosmological body. That's just the bigger eternal self. I mean, it's like, there's so much going on around us. And the more that our consciousness is worked with and shaped in a way that it can become aware of some of the more subtle stuff that are the holes, that are the openings, where we meet that new person, where we pull that new opportunity to us, where our perception is attuned to catch that opportunity in that advertisement. Whereas if we're on tunnel vision mode and we have to get things done, we normally would dismiss that opportunity with cynicism. Oh, it's just another one of those things. How comfortable does that feel, first off, to feel, to live in that kind of no way, that kind of closed down way? I'm being reminded, before we go into Theta, let me just cue us with this intention behind the healing coming up, because it's the world or not today. And it feels like the divide is getting stronger between people who are just saying yes to being more, living more, and having a more meaningful life where they don't. I had a client yesterday say to me, I feel like I'm walking around disconnected. I want to feel alive. I don't feel like I'm connected. I feel like I'm just like this half alive robot. So either that version, the half-alive roboticness, where we're doing a lot of stuff habitually, if not all of our stuff habitually, with maybe openings on the weekends, to alive on a moment-to-moment basis, to where time doesn't go by so quickly, to where you don't feel like you're racing for time, where you don't feel like you can keep up with all that you have to do. Instead, it's slowing down, winding it down, being here now, expanding your field to pick up on all the opportunities around us here now in the present moment, and making our lives enriched in everything it can be. So any and all of the resistance or the fear of being that brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate and let it go? I'll say yes for you. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, talk, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. The sentence that I just said that sounds so weird, one of my clients says, you mean the boys in shorts thing? It's the Access Consciousness clearing statement. I am a BARS facilitator for Access Consciousness and moving onward into going into deeper levels with the Access Consciousness path, meaning I'm going to become a facilitator. And I'm taking some of the core coursework this weekend. So that was the Access Consciousness clearing statement. And I have only had one repeat guest on my show, and that was Dane here, who's the co-founder, as we've come to call him at this point, of Access Consciousness. Gary Douglas is the actual founder. And then Dane came in about 12 years ago to Access Consciousness and has really helped Gary bring it out more. And then the whole team that works around them, the fantastically light team, people who are really on and saying yes. I like the system because it is in a way for us to work with our self-talk, and it's a way for us to expand into more and more possibilities and again look at our thinking to where we're closing off opportunities, to where we're believing that we're having a certain limitation that we don't even have, whether it be time or money. Now, I've had that open for me from the 20 years of meditation. It's opened up my field amazingly so that I see how our consciousness and our thoughts create everything that we experience. If I believe something, then it's going to come true. If I think that first date is going to be with a guy that's going to be just kind of like, nah, then I go in with that tone, I frame it that way, and I don't get pleasantly surprised because I don't leave any room for it unless he's incredibly pushy, stands on the table and says, would you stop thinking of me that way? Look, I'm different. And how often does that happen? Our judgments and conclusions, Access Consciousness is great for active coaching with how to work with our thoughts. I've done this for years from other angles, and I still continue to do so, but I love bringing in the Access Consciousness tools to help really pick at the thoughts. It's a very accessible way for people. The clearing statement I just said, it's a very accessible way for people to work with their own self-talk. The clearing statement I just said, you can look up on accessconsciousness.com's website. Theta Healing is also another tool that I use. It feels like Access Consciousness is good for the conscious, everyday mind to begin with. It's a really great way to address our thoughts. Theta Healing works with subconscious beliefs where there's more of a lock that may have come in place from trauma from ages 0 to 6, which is the formative years when, of course, we get all the conditioning that Access Consciousness then helps coach us out of these conclusions that we inherit from the world around us. And then I also love the other energy medicine modalities I work with, that one of them is geared towards the physical, helping with health at the physical level, and another one is geared towards the consciousness or the unconscious at the chakra level. So all my modalities really fit together, but to help you guys on the radio show, a more active coaching is what I am able to do, as well as encoding the time with you with a certain vibration that you just get exposed to simply by being around me. It's been said over and over again, I walk in a room and the energy shifts. I didn't know how to deal with that when I was younger. I'm still in a growing phase with my own understanding of the power that I have, and that's what I share with my clients, and that's what I share with you all, because I want that for you too, to open up to the power that you have inside of you. And with that, are you willing to destroy and create any and all resistance to being that most powerful version of yourself you can be? Really let it go, the resistance, and really open up to whatever that's going to bring, whatever changes you're going to have to make to being this most brilliant version of you that only you can be and bring out to the world that we need. And anything and everything doesn't allow for that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate? Yes. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay. If you're driving or you're operating a bulldozer, please stop operating the bulldozer and pull over to the side of the field or the side of the road, or put this on pause and listen later, because usually people follow me into theta and end up like asleep, snoring real loudly. It just knocks everybody out. So here we go. And if you have something, as I've done before in the radio show, if you have something and you're not willing to expose yourself and call in for the coaching, which is frequent here on this show, then go ahead and just think it and let me pick up on it as you're listening live, and then we'll see if we can pick up on for the future listeners who I haven't been able to catch this live. It's probably the majority of you, especially on a Friday before a long weekend. But if you are listening live, think it, what it is that you want help with as we do this state of healing, so I can pick up on it. Give me a minute to go ahead and get into theta. It's working in theta healing with the subconscious. It's not a form of hypnosis. Instead, I'm working with what quantum physics talks about as the observer effect. And I'm asking that observer effect, that higher part of you, you hear me say creator, whether it is actually a divine source or it's just the higher part of ourselves, I don't know. But based on the observer effect from quantum physics, something happens when it's observed. And we affect what we're observing at the microscopic level by our thoughts. So there is a connection between something being observed and something occurring. And we're working with that mechanism in theta healing. You'll hear it in the wording that I use. It's not like I'm praying. I'm not. I'm actually using an energy medicine modality as I do it. At the core level, at the genetic level, at the soul level, and also resolving it at their history level, pulling the belief, it's not fair. I'm always the one who gets hurt, yes. Replacing it with, it's fair, I'm always the one who gets hurt, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I can't, yes. Replacing it with, I can, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of being able to. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, knowing that they can. Show me. Creator It Is command that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding into their, each listener's awareness, both now and in the future, of potential for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief from all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I can't overcome this. It's too big. Yes. Replacing it with, I can't overcome this. It's too big. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. This thing never goes away, no matter what I do. Yes. Replacing it with, this thing never goes away, no matter what I do. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of this thing going away. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with this thing having gone away. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of transformation and change for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't know how. Yes. Replacing it with, I don't know how. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief from all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't know how. Yes. Replacing it with, I do know how. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of knowing how to each person listening now and in the future into their field. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives. Knowing how. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It's not me. Yes. Replacing it with, it's not me. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't have the ability to change this. Yes. Replacing it with, I don't have the ability to change this. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of the ability to be able to change whatever it is this person who is listening is thinking of right now. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with the ability to change whatever it is that they're thinking about. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief from all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It's always been this way. It always will be. Yes. Replacing it with, it's always been this way. It always will be. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't like change. It's uncomfortable. Yes. Replacing it with, I don't like change. It's uncomfortable. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of liking change. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, liking change. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, again, that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of change. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am meant to struggle. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Life is meant to be hard. Yes. Replacing it with, life is meant to be hard. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm always the strong one, so I can take that on. Yes. Replacing it with, I'm always the strong one, so I can take that on. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I've always been this way. I don't know how to be any different. Yes. Replacing it with, I've always been this way. I don't know how to be any different. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of knowing how to be a different way and do things differently. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, doing things differently and allowing themselves to be different. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I don't have enough time. Yes. Replacing it with, I don't have enough time. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm tired. Yes. Replacing it with, I'm tired. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. There isn't enough. Yes. Replacing it with, there isn't enough. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. There is never enough time or money. Yes. Replacing it with, there is never enough time or money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I always only have just barely enough. Yes. Replacing it with, I always only have just barely enough. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I always only have just barely enough. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have more than enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I am afraid. Yes. Replacing it with, I'm afraid. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. Other people always have more success than me. Yes. Replacing it with, other people always have more success than me. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of there being more than enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling and the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with the feeling and the knowing of there always being more than enough. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of abundance. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of the history levels. I must fight for what is mine and what I want. Yes. Replacing it with, I must fight for what is mine and what I want. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It can't be this easy. Yes. Replacing it with, it can't be this easy. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. It is meant to be hard. Yes. Replacing it with, it is meant to be easy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of it being meant to be easy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with it being meant to be easy. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I've always been the one who struggles, yes. Replacing it with, I've always been the one who struggles, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. I'm wrong, and there's something wrong with me, yes. Replacing it with, I'm wrong, and there's something wrong with me, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. There's something wrong, yes. Replacing it with, everything is as it should be, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of everything being as it should be. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to each listener, now and in the future, the knowing how to go about their day-to-day life with everything being as it should be. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of trust. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at each of their history levels. If I change, I will have to become uncomfortable. Yes? Replacing it with, if I change, I will have to become uncomfortable. No. Sorry for that abrupt break. You guys know how it is when we get into theta, you go into this floaty place, and I wasn't even hearing the cue to go off on break, so we got cut off, but it's perfect because it felt like the clearing that was done was enough for now. When I was up in theta with the last, getting ready to do the last clearing, my intuition was feeling out the field to see what you guys were needing out there, and it was taking a while. So that means I've gotten to more and more levels, and there's less and less to clear because it doesn't pop right in my consciousness or awareness right away. So there's been a lot of change on my end this month, as usual. it's this month in particular. There's such incredible energies coming out our planet right now as I open the show with saying, and there's so much to take advantage of. There's so much high supportive energy to work with that if you don't have a practice that works with consciousness like Qigong or like an energy healing modality where you're working with somebody, an energy healer who's clearly connected, it should feel, now people, I was listening to someone talk the other day on a teleseminar and a caller called into the show and said, is all energy healing a scam? I mean, I just don't feel anything. And the actual person representing the technique that he was talking about is sort of an energy healing technique, but it works more with consciousness. And he said, I used to think it was a scam too, but not all of it is a scam. So let me give you this personal example. I have had clients come to me who have come to me from other energy healers, and they asked me, why didn't it feel like this with other energy healers? It feels like you're plugging my head into an outlet on the wall. Or it feels like there's all of this electricity down at my toes. Or my hands and fingers and toes feel cold. Or my hands and fingers and toes feel like they're vibrating. Or they get pain during the session in a shoulder as my hands are over the throat chakra. And then the pain goes down to the elbow. And then the pain goes away. All of that is an example of stuff happening in those subtle planes of that energy healing works in. So while some energy healing, what I know from being in the field, for as long as I've been in the field, is there's some people who are stronger than others, just like there's some athletes who are better than others. So if you happen to have tried energy healing with a healer who didn't, for example, work on themselves every day, who didn't invest in their own coaching and their own energy healing, energy healers working on their behalf, or didn't eat a clean diet, or didn't have a way to bring down this connection on your behalf, then you didn't experience an effective energy healing. It doesn't mean all of it is a scam. If you go to my blog, and I don't mean to be self-promoting. It's more in general, just for you to, and if you're listening, you're probably already open to energy healing, but if you're not that aware of energy healing, it's a way to get rid of chronic back pain. For example, when I've had clients come to me and say, I was told I have degenerative disc repair, and there's nothing the doctor can do. Eventually, I'm going to have surgery to fuse the vertebra. And I'm like, no. And working with them, the chronic pain basically got under control within the first 6 months and has basically disappeared after the first year at the most. They're off their painkillers. I'm thinking of two different clients in particular right now. A third one has had chronic pain in her left of her left knee joint, and that's finally disappeared. It's amazing the results that I've been able to get. And if you want to go to www.healing-balance.com and look at the testimonials both on video and in writing, you can see the results of the energy healing work I've done has been able to get. So please don't just dismiss it all, especially if you've been told by your medical doctor there is no hope. In my book, I talk about and explore the statistics behind where our medicine is effective, and that's in trauma. Global study of all medical systems of any industrialized nation, and we were considered our most effective tool is trauma, and then we're not considered good at all in chronic pain management, and yet we have one of the societies, if not the highest society, with chronic pain. I don't want to go off into a talk about that right now. That isn't what the show is for. There are connections that I'm making for you show after show about the different aspects of living in our society that impact our health in ways that we then go to the doctor to ask for help for, but the doctor says there's no help for. If you're dismissing any of these ways, and this is what this show is basically getting at, we have this way of thinking. We have this way of making conclusions and judgments. It's the nature of our mind. It's what our mind is designed to do to help us navigate on the physical plane. As I've said over and over again, its machinery is geared towards organizing and structuring all the data presented to us, so it labels and it judges. For sure, that's its mechanism. The reason why we'd want to meditate is to come out of that mechanism of labeling and judging and not have it be in hyper overdrive, so that we label and conclude away something that could actually, in fact, be helpful for us. Whether that's energy healing or it's going over and talking to that person who seems to be eyeing us with an opening, because who knows what that person can lead to. So rather than walking around with a sort of closed down mind that concludes what my work is all geared towards, what this today's show is all geared towards, is opening up to the higher energies that are all around us, especially particularly right now on this planet, supporting us to evolve, to move beyond the limitations that we've set up for ourselves, both individually within our own thinking and collectively. We're at a crossroads right now on our planet. We're at a nexus right now on our planet where so much is coming together and telling us that we're moving into a new era. We're seeing the changes. We're feeling the changes. They're happening so quickly, and it's another reason why people seem to want the stability of staying the same when it comes to their habits, behaviors on at the lifestyle level with eating or with the way that we go about doing things, because we're seeking stability with a mind that wants the physical plane to be structured and labeled and organized, when in fact the inherent nature to life in the universe is constant change. So we have a mind that's going against the actual fundamental nature of life and it being in this universe. So that sets us up for conflict within ourselves. And then at the greater levels within society, we have old structures that have been built around order. Being able to have structure and order in areas where it's just not reasonable anymore to kind of project these systems out onto our life to have order in. I know that one of the main observations I made in traveling all throughout Asia is the zoning. During my master's in public administration and public policy, I took a class on urban planning in the zoning laws of our country. If you travel outside of the country, particularly to a third world nation, and now I can hear the judgment, but we don't want to be a third world nation. We want to be a structured, organized, clean, healthy, sanitary country. Absolutely. But part of our minds being in overdrive, expecting order and stability when it's not inherent to life, gets reinforced just simply in the way that our environments are zoned, either commercial or residential, suburban living, urban living, highways, the whole way our country has been planned is based on order. But when you go to the East, you don't get that sense at all in their zoning or lack thereof. So we're setting ourselves up for even, in America, for even a higher sense of conflict, both within ourselves and within our societal structures, our policies, our the different systems that run our society, by thinking it can be so ordered. And by expecting things to stay the same, and by mandating that things stay the same, and by only having incremental change at the policy level, at the highest levels. We're just coming out of the RNC here in Tampa this week. You know, and I used to be involved in federal politics. And as I said last week with John Robbins, our power at this point, I'm not saying don't vote, but the stuff that goes on in D.C. and the stuff that goes on at the federal level, those policies absolutely affect our lives. Who's in office absolutely affects our lives. Actively, where we have more power, where our power really resides, is in how we spend our money and how we choose to think on a day-to-day basis, and what we choose to say no to and what we choose to say yes to. So that means we need to wake up if we're not already awake. That means we need to take off the peripheral vision and the habit mode of just getting accomplished what's right in front of us and open up to doing new, turning down that road, taking a new route to work, to going into a new place to shop, to saying yes to that new meetup. Meetup.com, for example, opens up a whole new world for people. There's all these different kinds of meetups. I'm sure most of you know about it. But just instead of doing that same old thing on Friday night or on Saturday night with those same old people, allowing for newness is one level. Another whole level is actively seeking change, actively seeking to evolve, and actively commanding that be the way that we walk through life, so that we're in tune with the natural order of the universe. We're in tune with the inherent way life runs in our consciousness and at the subatomic level, the way energy runs, instead of in conflict with it. So that resistance, that energy expenditure, if you think of debit and savings, so that we're instead kind of keeping more energy in our savings account for expenditures later, rather than expending wasted energy on resisting something that's natural and inherent, resisting change. How much energy do we each spend resisting change? And we don't even know we are. We're just thinking. It's not like we're actively saying no necessarily, but in our thinking, we think it has to be done this way. I just was forced to look at an area where I had backed myself up in a corner with thinking that I had to complete a project in order to then have A, B, and C, D happen. It was a very orderly, linear way of thinking. And I'm not usually, I mean, I do that, but I'm not as prey to that as others. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to speak to you about what I speak to you about. And yet I was still doing it in an area. And so I was able to come off of that and open up to even more of what else is possible. And I can have it all. I know personally, I have always been of the belief and the inherent intuitive feeling that I can have it all. And any and all limitations are coming from my conditioning and the beliefs of the people I was raised by, both literally and the society at large, in that I am at, if I follow the rules set up by others, I'm at the mercy of others' expectations and others' limitations and their own thinking. But that, in fact, I create my own life. And I create my own experience. And there was a point in time for me when I've been going through massive fundamental change this past 5 years, but in particular this past month, where it was just like I realized at some point I lost, I reapplied my energy because I was dealing with so much all at once, including my mom dying, that my commanding of the universe to say, yes, I can have it all. I was, due to some shock and some trauma, I was kind of questioning, well, can I? And so stuff happens based on what other people are choosing. Why would I let that disrupt me that much? and disrupt my belief in being able to have it all, again, at the mercy of other people's thoughts. What does that mean, Allison? It means that my mom died for her own reasons, not mine. And it means that other situations that were going on in my life that made me kind of go into a bit of shock for a prolonged period was due to somebody else's thinking. I knew that, and I knew that at the time, but the cumulative effect was I was walking around with a bit of shock in my system at an energetic level underneath my thinking. So my thoughts, whereas they would always be, you can have it all, tended to lean more towards a little bit more conservatism than I was used to having. One of the things that I've realized about my own path in life and with working with so many others is change isn't so much about anything other than letting go of something so that the new thing waiting around our field, if you stand in your face looking directly ahead and you sense just with your ability to sense somebody walking behind you, for example, to the back, let's say left diagonal corner, like not directly behind you and not directly behind you to the left side of your body, but go diagonally out from your left arm. Letting that new thing in that's kind of waiting in the wings. In order to let that new thing in, it's a letting go of something old that's no longer working. It's just a simple release. It's a simple letting go. It could be the most complicated thing in our lives because all of our system is clinging to having that person stay in our life or having that system remain the same because we view our perceptions and conclusions, again, view it as something that's not going to be as good as what we have now. And one of the questions I was asking this week was, as I feel like I have just had lightning bolts blasting through my entire system so that I am just raw with openness, raw with vulnerability, and raw with having anything remaining solid in me, just being a fluid as at levels I have not ever been before, the recognition that why would we resist? Why do we distrust? Why is there inherent distrust in the new? That's the mind wanting things to stay comfortable and the same and concluding that what we don't know is worse than what we have now. I don't know where that comes from other than just a natural structure of the ego mind to keep us kind of structured and organized as opposed to always going for the new and being more like the chaos that's inherent to the universe, that's inherent to life. And so the ego mind's job is to give us an ego that individuates us from the collective when we're in body, lets us be our own person, and it is a mind that allows us to navigate the physical plane. So it does its job by chopping up and structuring the physical plane and helping us handle what is actually the inherent chaos to the universe by things looking physically structured. So apparently it has a sense of, oh no, my job is to keep you protected and safe up against the sense of chaos that's out there, really. So it's like this inherent mechanism that our mind then concludes a thought that to change, to open up to this new thing, to let go of this old way, is going to be A, uncomfortable, B, not as good as the current, and C, I don't trust it. So D, let me retract a contract back into what is familiar. It's an amazing set of series of thoughts and conclusions that we make when we're not even aware we're making a choice to continue to do something the same. Instead of stepping over to the left, getting the way of that river of the same flow of thoughts that are saying stay the same, and we just say yes to this new option. So it's almost like a letting by of that river of thoughts. It's the same thing I do when I'm teaching in yoga class, the meditation part of the yoga class, when I give the visual of letting the thoughts go by as if a leaf on a river's current, just letting them be carried away, and we're stepping out of the river onto the riverbank and letting, if it's a really habitual stream of thought with a lot of emotions attached to it, just stepping out of the river entirely, letting that whole river of thought or train of thought go by. Then we get out of the river or off the train and go to the side. It's almost like getting out of the way of that whole habitual pattern because it is mind energy, and especially considering the fact that so much of what we're feeling and thinking isn't even ours. We are so much more psychic absorbing with such more open fields than we are used to acknowledging. We're not as closed down as these islands, self-contained units. We are definitely affecting each other a lot more, even in today's energy, that much more. Today's the way the planet's changing, the new energy's coming out the planet from all the different events happening in the cosmos and the solar flares, et cetera. I could go on, I won't. I'm going to let specialists in those areas actually come on the show and talk about the influences upon our planet and why it feels so different. But what I'm going to say is the bottom line is that there's a feeling on the planet that's more porous now, that we're not these self-contained units. More psychicness is happening. I'm sure you've experienced it, whether it's like flashes of light or it's hearing like murmuring on the in your ear or a static in your ear, or you're even having like more static electricity, or you have a thought pop into your head to do something and you do that and you follow it and it leads to good results. There's just more opening for that kind of awareness. We're being asked to grow and evolve as humans into our more full spectrum of our abilities, and that includes using our intuition and our intuitive sense, which is just another of the five senses. It's a sixth sense, but it's from a whole entire different dimension or level of living, whereas the physical five senses pick up that which is the physical, and they have thresholds blocking out something that goes beyond the physical, like the microwaves, waves, or the Wi-Fi, cell towers, signals. We don't see that, but it is there. So we're being opened to a whole new level of living that is more porous, and we are therefore picking up more on other people's thoughts. So it's even more essential that we have a practice regularly that grounds us into our basic sanity and our basic goodness. And whether that's going out into nature or it's physical exercise, which I am a vast proponent of because of all the multiplying positive effects of physical exercise, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, brain cognition-wise, everything, just everything. Confidence levels, stamina, exercise is fantastic. It's the quickest way to affect health in the most areas, in my view. So any grounding, any practice that you have that will keep you steady, and it's funny because I hear my clients, they come to me like, I didn't really do good this week, you know, with my practices. And there's resistance sometimes. You know, I just want to shrink back into the smaller me. I just want to contract back into my old habits and be the smaller version of myself. I don't want to step out. And so these behaviors that keep us more grounded and keep us, you know, more in our potency, we don't really engage in. And that's choosing what's known in the work I do. It's choosing the smaller version of ourselves. It is all ultimately a choice.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.